with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. An apparent gas explosion collapsed part of a nursing home in Bucks County, Pennsylvania on Tuesday afternoon, killing at least two people. Certified nursing assistant at Bristol Health and Rehab Center Musaline Watson tells WPVI-TV ABC 6 she hasn't been able to reach her co-workers.
And then when I came, I saw all the emergency vehicles coming in the block us. So I went around and then I said, let me walk. And then the explosion came on. There was a loud explosion and it told all of us to get back. And that's how I came back.
You have co-workers in there?
Co-workers in there. I'm calling them and they're not answering. I tried to get through, but, you know, the officers, they said, no, I should get past them because it could still be dangerous.
A Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency spokesperson says her agency had been informed that people were trapped inside. Aging baby boomers are concerned about their futures in the United States.
The oldest baby boomers, the generation known as a cultural and political vanguard, turn 80 next year. That includes Diane West, who has concerns.
There's going to reach a point that we're not so active, and there's a lot of us. And I worry that that's going to be a problem, that society as a whole isn't going to be ready.
About 76 million boomers were born from 1946 to 64. Now they're the second largest age group. I'm Julie Walker.
A new Department of Health and Human Services report reveals Medicaid programs made over $200 million in improper payments to health care providers between 2021 and 2022 for people who had already died. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 79 points, the NASDAQ rose 133, the S&P advanced 31. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Massachusetts.
The state will no longer require foster parents to embrace transgenderism after being sued by two Christian couples. Alliance Defending Freedom went to bat for the plaintiffs, and senior counsel Johannes Wildbaum Delfont says, quote, our clients, loving, caring foster families who have welcomed vulnerable children into their homes, as well as many other families affected by this policy, are eager to reapply for their licenses. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Australian state of New South Wales is proposing a ban on public displays of the ISIS flag and other extremist symbols. This follows the mass shooting at Sydney's Bondi Beach this month that killed 15 people. The draft laws include penalties of up to 2 years in prison and fines. Premier Chris Minns says chants like Globalize the Intifada will also be banned. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has pledged to curb radicalization. This is SRN News. The S&P 500 closes at another record, beating the high it set earlier this month.
Wall Street closed at another record following a surprisingly strong report on economic growth over the summer. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% Tuesday. More gains for big tech stocks like Nvidia drove the index higher, even as most stocks in the index fell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 79 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.6%. Novo Nordisk jumped after U.S. regulators approved a pill version of the company's blockbuster weight loss drug, Wegovy. Seth Sutel, New York.
U.S. regulators have approved a pill version of the weight loss drug, Wegovy. This gives Novo Nordisk an edge over Eli Lilly, whose similar drug is still under review. Both pills mimic a hormone that controls appetite. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.